Creative.
Hey, is Larry in by chance?
This he.
Hey, Larry, this is Tyler over at the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing today?
At the what?
Bank of Cardiff.
Okay.
Yeah, I just wanted to actually follow up with you here real quick. We had extended a pre-approval finance offer there to the business about 2 weeks ago. It was actually based off some borrowing history you had with Bank of the West. It looked like we got you pre-approved for some equipment and working capital for up to $250K. I just wanted to touch base with you there, see how business was going, if you had anything in the pipeline we might be able to help you out with.
No, not at this time. We're just kind of floating along here.
I gotcha. Was there maybe anything you were looking to do here down the road or towards the end of fourth quarter there with the business? I know a lot of people are kind of on standby here with election.
Right. Yeah. I'm just holding.
I gotcha. How's business been for you this year?
It's been decent.
Okay. Okay. That's better than most, it sounds like.
Well, I mean, it's just hit and miss. Of course, we've been here several years, so we're established. It's helped us, but we're just going to hold and hang, and I think we've got everything we need right now.
I gotcha. You guys got some a pretty good customer base there you guys have acquired you've been able to kind of lean on there for during this time period?
Yeah.
I gotcha. You guys a little bit on the smaller operations here? I think we have like only 1 to 4 employees listed on your profile.
Right.
That's correct?
Yes.
Okay. How are you guys able to kind of get the name out there? Are you guys, do you do any marketing or is it all just kind of word of mouth?
Door to door.
Door to door. There you go.
The best way.
There you go.
Well, I know. Just go bug them every now and then, and they get tired of seeing you. Well, let's try them.
There you go. It seems to have to work out for you. Are you guys able to do everything in house there, or do you guys have to outsource any of your production there?
No. My last purchase was a mill and scan and design.
Nice. That was actually exactly what I was going to ask you.
Doing it all in-house.
How's that been working out for you?
Good.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of good
things. Big learning curve.
That's exactly what I heard,
too.
Wow,
man. I've been used to doing it, you know, using your hands instead of a computer in a mill, but I'm catching on now, and it's kind of fun.
There you go. I heard once you kind of get the hang of it, once they come out with the new updates, you don't really need much training after that. It's pretty straightforward. Has that been the case for you?
Right. Yeah, that is exactly true.
I gotcha. Yeah, I've been working with a lot of businesses in your industry. A lot of them have been bringing on the milling equipment, the scanners, ovens, and that's kind of been the recent trend there in the industry. But I know you guys have been losing a lot of business to overseas. Has that been the case for you as well?
Some, but not as great as some of the larger labs, you know.
Yeah, these like almost run like a factory, don't they?
That's exactly right.
That's just crazy. Taking out the small medium sized businesses here, left and right here, from what I keep hearing from these owners.
Yeah, I've had a few buddies go out of business, but through the good Lord, we're gonna hang on.
There you go. How did you get into the industry there? You said you've been around for a few years with this business. Did you start somewhere else before?
Well, yeah. My brother was working at a dental lab, and I was real young, and I kept going in there, and finally old Earl said, either tell him not to come back or put an apron on him, and they put an apron on me, and I went to work that day.
There you go. That's awesome. Yeah, you know, like I said, you were pre-approved for some equipment and working capital. So if, you know, things do turn around, or if you're looking to maybe grow the company a little bit with some money or wanted to bring on some extra equipment there, it's definitely something we can look at down the road. Did you have a good email by chance, Larry? I could shoot you over my information. That way, if anything does come up before election time, you can reach out.
Okay, Larry.
Okay.
.Maxwell.
Maxwell. Okay.
59. At iCloud.com.
At iCloud.com. Perfect. Yeah, I'll get an email going together right now. It's just going to summarize the offer that we did send out. It'll have my contact information there as well. And like I said, you know, maybe a cheap piece of equipment comes up. You want to have like a small window to take advantage of it. We can get you approved in right around 24 hours and funded in 48. So we do move actually very quick. Allows you to take advantage of that opportunity almost immediately and start seeing some returns there on the business. So as soon as something like that maybe presents itself, or maybe if you had any questions on our programs, definitely feel free to reach out and we can have that discussion.
Sounds good.
All right, Larry, it was good talking to you. We'll be in touch here.
All right, thank you much.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.